God's love is poured out according to Paul's letter to the Romans. When we hear this letter speaking about faith and grace and how we do not earn God's grace, but that we, like the children of Israel, through grace will receive salvation by the redemption of our sins. We know we cannot do enough good works to save ourselves, but that God has done for us in Jesus that what we cannot do on our own. This does not mean Satan and evil will stop trying to tempt us away from the love of God. On the contrary, Satan and the evil in this world will continue to entice us with wealth and power, with all the things that sound safe enough, but are things that can drive a wedge between us and God. The things that can break the relationship with God and God's creation are sin and lead to death. Paul tells us we find our salvation in faith. It is faith, not works, that build a good relationship with God. It is faith that lead us to do the good works that God has put in our journey as we follow the teachings of Jesus. We are justified by faith and have peace with God, according to Paul. It is in the hope and grace in God that we boast. But Paul also said, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. It is the actions of God in the Holy Spirit that have been poured into our hearts. God shows us grace and redeems us because of faith, and faith comes to us by the Holy Spirit. So it is God fully that we praise and are able to keep our faith. God does the work of defeating evil and death for us, and because of our faith in the one God, do we receive forgiveness of sins. It is the law that points out sin and reveals we cannot do this on our own. It is the selfless act of God who opens the gate of salvation so that all God's creation can find our way back to a good relationship with God and with all of God's creation. We do not do this on our own, but in God alone we find the open gate, that is Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the Redeemer of all creation, the Savior of the children of God, who brings salvation to all who have faith. It is the open gate of God that we enter God's eternal relationship of salvation, and we see the saving grace through the cross that God hung on and died to redeem us from our broken relationship. It is God who rises from the grave after defeating death and sin. It is the open gate of God that shows us the way to the truth and to life. God opens the gate of Jesus Christ so all people may enter by the saving grace of God. See, the gift of grace comes to all people, not because of anything we do, but because of everything that God has done for us, and for everything God continues to do for us by opening the gate of salvation in Jesus Christ. Come and see that God is good, and He calls His children, and they know His voice, and God's children follow Him in faith. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, You have welcomed all people into Your kingdom. Remove from us the barriers that we build to keep people from You, so that all might live in Your grace and peace. Reveal for us again the open gate of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.